free. I think we all should be recycling. I'd like a normal family. But all I really want is you. All I really want is you. Where do I go when I can't go to you? I go crazy. I go crazy. What do I know when I don't know about you? I know I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy 'cause I still believe in love and love. I know I feel the sun, but I am standing in the rain. Or is it just what would you say if I presented you the moon? You'd say I was crazy. The girl is crazy.
Joining us right now is one of the lead singers of the Scoldies. Her name is Nancy Ceriani. And boy, oh boy, I love this CD.
Thank you. Good stuff. Wow, that's very nice. Thank you.
It's really, really nice stuff.
Thank you.
And is it being distributed pretty much independently at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you are doing
independently.
You guys are doing it all, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Tell me about how the group got together and where you guys met. And
the four of us have been collaborating for years and years and years, but Jack Hoffman and I, who's the other lead singer, have been together as partners writing and playing for about 10 years. And this is our third incarnation as a band. Jack and I had a band called All Folked Up and then Big Orange Marble and now the Scoldies, but we got together with JC and Teddy because we were in some other situations that weren't optimum, and these guys are like our best friends, so we finally decided that we should just, you know, we already got along.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Make this the band, and we've been doing this for about 3 years, and it was a really good decision. We get along great, we have way too much fun, and we've been collaborating on the music, which I think has been real positive.
So who came up with the name The Scoldies?
Oh, I don't know. We all did. We got yelled at one night, you know, by a neighbor because we were playing out in the backyard, singing too loud, and somebody yelled at us. And I think it was Ted who looked at somebody and said, "Ooh, you know, I think we just got scolded."
There you go.
So we started calling each other Scoldies way before we decided on a name. We probably went through how many names, Ted? Probably 250 names before we said, "What the hell? We're just Scoldies. Let's just call ourselves that."
That's funny. Instead of the Scolder, you're the Scoldie.
Yeah, well, everybody is a Scolder or a Scoldie at some time.
That's true.
You know?
Absolutely.
We tend to lean towards the Scoldie part, so.
Now, the CD is available on the internet right now, right?
Yeah, on our site at scoldies.com.
That's scoldies.com.
Right, .com. And also on, like, CD Now and Amazon, and it's out there.
But you want to get them to buy it at yours, you make more money that way.
What?
I said you get them to buy them at your site instead of the others, you make more money.
Yeah, that would be cool, actually, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple songs on here that really are incredible songs. In fact, the whole CD is really strong, but
things like really
I Go Crazy and All I Want seem to just be saying, play me, play me, play me.
Thank you, that's very nice. And those are the ones that have gotten the most airplay. Although there are six songs on the CD that are currently getting airplay.
Wow. It must be kind of nice. Now, you know, I haven't mentioned the connection of your husband, and I don't think it's that important in terms of the music at all, but certainly in terms of support, Jackie the Jokeling Martling from the Howard Stern Show has obviously given you guys plenty of different support in this project. How long have you guys been married?
12 years.
12 years. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, of course, I'm a big Stern listener, as most people who are normal listen to Stern every day. But I can't imagine what it would be like to be married to one of those guys.
Oh, well, you know what? We get up in the morning, I'll tell you. We get up in the morning and we laugh. And then we have some breakfast and we laugh some more. It's one big ball of laughs, my life with Jackie.
Well, I assume he must go to work pretty early in the morning, though, right?
Yes, he does, and I'm not there at that time.
I was going to say, he must be sleeping. Because, you know, one thing about being a musician is that you keep late nights because your band usually will play late. And
well, the one thing about Jackie is that he happens to be up early, and then he happens to be up late. So he's a man that does not sleep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. That explains the humor, huh?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of stress, a lot of humor.
Yeah, this thing, I'm looking at your clippings, and this Goldie CD has got a ton of really good press.
Yeah.
Must make you guys feel incredibly good.
Yeah, we are. I can't even express how thrilled we are.
Well, you and Jack really seem to be a natural songwriting combination.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering, you know, in terms of your musical background, where did you learn music? Where did you learn to write?
I didn't ever learn to write. I don't think you... I mean, I guess you can learn to write. I'm sure there are songwriting classes where you can, you know, or if you're a learned musician, there are probably things that you can learn. But I think I'm a singer, and that's most of the songs that I have written. The melodies have come to me in my head, and then I try to go find them on the guitar.
Yeah.
So I think that you either have an affinity towards it or you don't. And then the biggest lessons are there to be learned from music that has come before. I mean, if you listen to music and there's a basic formula to writing a song and all you have to do is listen to a couple of songs to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow that basic formula but use the stuff that's coming into your head, I think you can be pretty successful at it if you have the stuff pop into your head like that, you know.
Yeah, I think that what you learn when you're young, and that's my next question, was are either of your parents musically inclined, and what kind of music were you listening to when you grew up?
My parents are not musically inclined, but they really did nurture me from a very, very young age, because they say I was singing before I was talking. And growing up, I was not a very demonstrative singer. I wasn't, a little song and dance man performing for my relatives. I would lock myself in my room and sing to records. You know, I was an introvert as far as my singing goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nothing I love better than singing in front of an audience. But growing up, I think I escaped into the music more than anything.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I was a big it was a big influence, the Beatles and all the British Invasion.
The Beatles
music
was a very huge influence on me. Beatles, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, and I think the Beatles was a big influence on everybody in our band. And I think we use the Beatles to this day as a huge influence.
Well, I think also in your music you can hear even influences of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Absolutely.
And the Beach
well,
Boys.
Harmony,
a lot of harmony.
We're harmony oriented. So.
Exactly, yeah. I love the music, and I'm telling everybody to go out there and buy it.
Thank you very much.
Because
I really appreciate that support.
Scoldies are great there. It's Scoldes. .com, and you can get it on the internet. Now, tonight you're going to be at the Kendall Cafe in Cambridge.
In Cambridge at 9:30.
But this is also going to be all over the place, so I wanted to just tell folks a little bit. July 21st, you're going to be in Bayville, New York at the West Harbor Outdoor Concert Series. Mm-hmm. August 12th, it'll be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the Music Fest 2000. August 13th at Bethel 2000 at Yazgirds Farm. Wow! The original place of Woodstock.
We were there last year. That's an amazing, amazing party.
Wow.
It's the closest thing to, you know, being at Woodstock 69 as you're ever going to get.
It's history retro, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And the people who own Yazgirds Farm right now, Gerald Abramson and Roy Howard, they play host to the pilgrimage of people that come up there every year. And it's kind of started out as a spontaneous concert. I actually think they still call it a spontaneous concert because they will never get a concert permit from the town of Bethel, but 20,000 people were at the farm last year, and it was amazing.
Now, who else played down there?
Well, Melanie was there last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
how's she doing?
I didn't get to see her, but she was there before we got there. We played on Sunday, and she was there on Saturday.
Wow. And also you're going to be opening for Mick Taylor on August 30th at Clearwater Restaurant in Massapequa, New York.
And we also just booked August 16th. We're going to start right. There's a place in the city that we work called The Cutting Room. And we're going to be working the last Friday of every month starting in September. But we're doing a show at The Cutting Room in August called The Panty Party. Which is, it's a show produced by these two women who are in a band, and they play host to another two bands that come down as their guests, and all of the women in the bands have to dress in sexy lingerie, and all the guys in the band have to dress in women's clothing. So it's... that's a fun thing to promote, so I had to put that in there.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, again, I assume that all this stuff will be at your website as well.
Yes, all the information is always there, and we have actually a ton of things on the website. We have pictures and little stories and bio of the band, our schedule, MP3 files if people want to listen to the music.
You know, one thing before I let you go, Nancy, and that is that even the publicist that booked this thing with you signed his email F. Jackie.
He did not.
He did. And I'm just wondering if that gets him peed off or if he thinks it's funny.
No, you talk about making lemons into lemonade. Jackie's brand new CD that comes out August 22nd is called F. Jackie.
Well, I consider...
figure anytime anybody says that now, they're promoting his CD.
I consider it Funny Jackie. That's what I think the F stands for.
Oh, that's... I'm going to pass that on to him. That's very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, it's nice talking to you, Nancy, and good luck to you and Jack and John and Ted with this great Scoldies CD. I think it's going to do real well.
Thank you very
much. And it's definitely amenable to airplay, that's for sure.
Well, it's still out there being played after months and months, so...
Well, it's got more time. And are you guys working on a new one?
Not quite yet. We're still promoting this one, but we have some great tunes for the next one.
So you're working those out in the concerts?
Yeah. We're just starting to, yeah.
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 Cool. Well, good luck tonight, and have a great tour.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.